Uncovering the Past. Section 1. Studying History.
If you were there. You are a student helping scholars uncover the remains of an ancient city. One exciting day, you find a jar filled with bits of clay on which strange symbols have been carved. You recognize the marks as letters, because for years you have studied the language of the city's people. This is your chance to put your skills to use. What might you learn from the ancient writings?
Building background. Last year you learned about our country's past. Now you begin a study of world history, which started many centuries before the history of the United States. You will find that we learn about world history in many ways. The study of the past. The people of the ancient world didn't build skyscrapers, invent the automobile, or send spaceships to Mars. But they did remarkable things. Among their amazing feats were building huge temples, inventing writing, and discovering planets. Every step we take, in technology, science, education, literature, and all other fields, builds on what people did long ago. We are who we are because of what people did in the past. What is history? History is the study of the past. A battle that happened 5,000 years ago and an election that happened yesterday are both parts of history. Historians are people who study history. Their main concern is human activity in the past. They want to know how people lived and why they did the things they did. They try to learn about the problems people faced and how they found solutions. Historians are interested in how people lived their daily lives. How and where did they work, fight, trade, farm, and worship? What did they do in their free time? What games did they play? In other words, historians study the past to understand people's culture, the knowledge, beliefs, customs, and values of a group of people. What is archaeology? An important field that contributes much information about the past is archaeology. It is the study of the past based on what people left behind. Archaeologists, or people who practice archaeology, explore places where people once lived, worked, or fought. The things that people left in these places may include jewelry, dishes, or weapons. They range from stone tools to computers. Archaeologists examine the objects they find to learn what they can tell about the past. In many cases, the objects that people left behind are the only clues we have to how they lived. Understanding through history. There are many reasons why people study history. Understanding the past helps us to understand the world today. History can also provide us with a guide to making better decisions in the future. Knowing yourself. History can teach you about yourself. What if you did not know your own past? You would not know which subjects you liked in school or which sports you enjoyed. You would not know what makes you proud or what mistakes not to repeat. Without your own personal history, you would not have an identity. History is just as important for groups as it is for individuals. What would happen if countries had no record of their past? People would know nothing about how their governments came into being. They would not remember their nation's great triumphs or tragedies. History teaches us about the experiences we have been through as a people. It shapes our identity and teaches us the values that we share. Knowing others. Like today, the world in the past included many cultures. History teaches about the cultures that were unlike your own. You learn about other peoples, where they lived, and what was important to them. History teaches you how cultures were similar and how they were different. History also helps you understand why other people think the way they do. You learn about the struggles people have faced. You also learn how these struggles have affected the way people view themselves and others. For example, Native Americans, European settlers, enslaved Africans, and Asian immigrants all played vital roles in our country's history. But the descendants of each group have a different story to tell about their ancestors' contributions. Learning these stories and others like them that make up history can help you see the viewpoints of other peoples. It can help teach you to respect and understand different opinions. This knowledge helps promote tolerance. History can also help you relate more easily to people of different backgrounds. In other words, knowing about the past can help build social harmony throughout the world today. Knowing your world. History can provide you with a better understanding of where you live. You are part of a culture that interacts with the outside world. Even events that happen in other parts of the world affect your culture. History helps you to understand how today's events are shaped by the events of the past. So knowing the past helps you figure out what is happening now. History is concerned with the entire range of human activities. It is the record of humanity's combined efforts. So while you are studying history, you can also learn more about math, science, religion, government, and many other topics. Studying the past will also help you develop mental skills. History encourages you to ask important questions. It forces you to analyze the facts you learn. Such analysis teaches you how to recognize which information is important and which is extra. This skill helps you to find the main facts when studying any topic. History also promotes good decision-making skills. A famous, often repeated saying warns us that those who forget their past are doomed to repeat it. This means that people who ignore the results of past decisions often make the same mistakes over and over again. Individuals and countries both benefit from the wisdom that history can teach. Your own history may have taught you that studying for a test results in better grades. In a similar way, world history has taught that providing young people with education makes them more productive when they become adults. Historians have been talking about the value of history for centuries. More than 2,000 years ago, a great Greek historian named Polybius wrote, "The purpose of history is not the reader's enjoyment at the moment of perusal, or reading it, but the reformation or improvement of the reader's soul, to save him from stumbling at the same stumbling block many times over." Polybius, from The Histories, Book 38. Using clues. We must rely on a variety of sources to learn history. For information on the very first humans, we have fossil remains. A fossil is a part or imprint of something that was once alive. Bones and footprints preserved in rock are examples of fossils. As human beings learn to make things, by accident they also created more sources of information for us. They made what we call artifacts, objects created by and used by humans. Artifacts include coins, arrowheads, tools, toys, and pottery. Archaeologists examine artifacts and the places where the artifacts were found to learn about the past. Sources of information. About 5,000 years ago, people invented writing. They wrote laws, poems, speeches, battle plans, letters, contracts, and many other things. In these written sources, historians have found countless clues about how people lived. In addition, people have recorded their messages in many ways over the centuries. Historians have studied writing carved into stone pillars, stamped onto clay tablets, scribbled on turtle shells, typed with typewriters, and sent by computer. Historical sources are of two types. A primary source is an account of an event created by someone who took part in or witnessed the event. Treaties, letters, diaries, laws, court documents, and royal commands are all primary sources. An audio or video recording of an event is also a primary source. A secondary source is information gathered by someone who did not take part in or witness an event. Examples include history textbooks, journal articles, and encyclopedias. The textbook you are reading right now is a secondary source. The historians who wrote it did not take part in the events described. Instead, they gathered information about these events from different sources. Sources of change. Writers of secondary sources don't always agree about the past. Historians form different opinions about the primary sources they study. As a result, historians may not interpret past events in the same way. For example, one writer may say that a king was a brilliant military leader. Another may say that the king's armies only won their battles because they had better weapons than their enemies did. Sometimes new evidence leads to new conclusions. As historians review and reanalyze information, their interpretations can and do change. Summary and preview. We benefit from studying the past. Scholars use many clues to help them understand past events. In the next section, you will learn how geography connects to history. But first, review the main ideas of this section. Then take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the section assessment questions.